Hello again, and welcome to this week's podcast of the Nintendo Objective. This is Mike joining you again. Thanks for tuning in. This week we're going to be talking about Smash Brothers, Titanfall and third-party devs, lighting the way, and release dates. So let's jump right into this because we've got tons and tons of Smash Brothers stuff to talk about. This week they had a Nintendo Direct, and it was Smash Brothers centric, and it was pretty informative. I'll get into my thoughts about it later, but let's talk about what happened there and the more important parts, just in case you didn't get a chance to watch it or listen to it. So first off, we're going to talk about the characters. There are so many Pokemon. I couldn't even believe how much I saw there. There's just a Pokemon saturation going on with this game. A couple playable characters introduced, specifically Greninja, or however you say that name, and Charizard. There will be tons of Pokemon, both playable and assist trophies. Personally, I'm looking forward to playing as Charizard because, I'm an old fart, and I remember the first Pokemon games, Blue and Red. I remember getting Red and my nephew getting Blue, and I remember my favorite Pokemon when I played that was Charizard because, he was a dragon. It was freaking cool. So anyway, I'm looking forward to playing it as him, and I think that's going to be pretty awesome. We'll see how he plays outside of Pokemon Trainer. They also introduced a lot of returning characters from the older roster. For a full roster, you can go check the website, the Nintendo website for that. And I'm really happy. The roster is looking good and full. We'll continue to see more. I'm hoping we're going to continue to see more, especially for the Wii U version coming out in, months coming up, and possibly even more at E3. They might have something really awesome planned for E3, including this, so we'll see. They also talked about character details, such as vulnerabilities and whatnot, and additions. So, for instance, Lil Mac, they talked about him being a terror on the ground, which he does look awesome. I'm so looking forward to playing as him. But in the air, he's very, very vulnerable, and they showed some really awesome, goofy-looking pictures. You should go check them all out. Also, they introduced things like Zero Suit Samus. Sakurai was trolling people a little bit there, and I've got to be honest. I wasn't too thrilled with Zero Suit Samus the first time around. I thought it was a cool idea, but I wasn't a fan of her. But they brought her back again this time around, and I gotta say, I'm actually really intrigued by that character now. I think that the, what I'm deeming the hooker boots, or hooker heels, I think those are gonna add a lot of complexity to her fighting style. And they also mentioned that, she is going to be weaker, but she's gonna be quicker, and, watching some of the moves that they showcased, she's probably going to be pretty tough to get off of the stage. So I was actually really impressed with adding those heels and giving her a little bit more depth. And I think they needed to do that because they also mentioned that there will not be characters that can change or evolve. They're all their own characters, so that you have to master that character. So Samus is going to be different and play different than Zero Suit Samus, and they are two totally separate characters, which I'm actually kind of a fan of. I really like that because now you're going to expand on these characters that before you couldn't really expand. It was just kind of like an extra addition to throw people off. They're also adding bosses to specific levels. They showed one, Yellow Devil, and they kind of implied Ridley as well, which that looked kind of cool. I was really happy about that. But bosses add another layer to the fighting. They will attack anybody. They just kind of attack everyone on the stage. So you have to either defeat the thing, avoid the thing. You temporarily might have to work together, or you can just wait for that thing to screw somebody else over and just kind of avoid it. So I think that'll be a cool addition. They also revealed some more information on the online play. There will be two different game modes. For fun and for glory. I gotta say, at least those hardcore competitive nuts will have For Glory. And yes, I'm gonna be playing that. All For Glory is, people will play one-on-one, and the only stage to pick from is Final Destination, and there are no items. So this sounds like it will be fun in its own right, in a different way. I'm actually looking more forward to For Fun. I'm one of those guys. I love the items. I love the chaos. I love, you know, screwing people over in that game. I mean, that's the fun of it. It's kind of like Mario Kart. But I know a lot of my friends really hated Brawl, and they didn't like it that much because it didn't seem very competitive. Now, I personally liked Brawl. I like the characters. It has my favorite character and my favorite level design. I'm a sucker for Toon Link, and I actually really liked his stage a lot in the game. But, you know, a lot of my friends didn't really care for it that much, so I'm hoping that this game will win them back over because I really enjoyed Brawl, them not so much. So hopefully this one kind of bridges the gap between the two. They also had an interesting way of revealing some trophies, and I saw an article this week about why they revealed those trophies that way, and that they could be implying more characters that they will reveal at a later date. So, for instance, they showed an alternate Palutena from Kid Icarus Uprising. They showed an alternate Palutena trophy. Maybe that is implying a character from that Kid Icarus universe, or possibly the real Palutena. So I thought that was an interesting read. And I could see Sakurai doing something like that, simply because he just does that kind of stuff. So I'm interested to see what else they're going to reveal and maybe what other trophies they're going to reveal, so that maybe we'll know a little bit more about new characters or, you know, characters coming back. So they talked about both versions, but, you know, they kind of focused on the main game itself. The Wii U version, nothing revealed yet that truly separates it from the 3DS version except for some stages. So each, the 3DS has some stages, Wii U doesn't, and vice versa. And they gave a launch window for the Wii U version, winter 2014. The 3DS version, they revealed an extra exclusive feature called Smash Run, which is basically replacing Adventure Mode, or the Subspace Emissary from Brawl. And they also gave a launch window for the 3DS of this summer, 2014. So I gotta ask the question, why the separate release dates? Now, first, I couldn't believe the separate launch date. Now, I expected they would be launched in winter 2014 just because Mario Kart's right around the corner. They have plenty of other games to fill up the space. X, Bayonetta 2, Hyrule Warriors, now Watch Dogs, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, which I knew that was going to be coming out, to fill up the space in between amongst other third-party titles that will be coming out. I believe Sonic Boom is coming out this year still. We'll see if that actually happens. So they needed, you know, another push in sales, and the next push in sales is around Christmas time. So that, you know, they're releasing it then so that a lot of people ask for that for Christmas or go and buy it for themselves and give themselves a little gift. So I expected a winter release. I did not expect them to release the game separately in this much of a space. Summer and winter. That's implying months and months. That's not very good to, you know, at first I didn't think that was very good. My reasoning was, if the 3DS version is that good, which, I mean, the 3DS is awesome and the games for it are awesome. If it's that good and it comes out in summer, so people have had months to play, the online works great, why would, number one, any 3DS owners that don't have a Wii U, why would they go buy a Wii U for the game? And two, if they did have a Wii U, why would they buy the other game? There's no point to it. So now you're not pushing software for the Wii U, and you're not pushing hardware. It seemed like Nintendo wanted to shoot itself in the foot again, which is baffling because this year they've done all the right things. They did a Smash Brothers-centric Nintendo Direct and got people hyped. They've done really well with marketing Mario Kart, and that's right around the corner. They've said that they want to implement the gamepad way more, which the games so far haven't really shown that, but they were already in production, so they couldn't really add those last minute is what I'm assuming. So why would Nintendo, when they're finally, you know, this year, 2014, they're making the right decisions, and it started last November with Super Mario 3D World and Wind Waker HD, why would they all of a sudden make this terrible decision? And I saw some interesting points of view, and my mind may have been changed on this. If Nintendo can keep releasing new info for the Wii U version that maybe is not part of the 3DS, it'll make it worth it. I'm hoping that at E3, they're going to release a bunch more info on it and keep releasing info as the date gets closer for winter 2014 so that people will stay hyped. Maybe they introduce characters that won't be with the 3DS version, or maybe they introduce characters that come with the Wii U version, but if you want them on the 3DS, when the Wii U version comes out, you have to buy them as DLC. Which leads me to my next point, that if you've got to get the same characters, which they do have the same characters, there are only a couple different stages that are different, why not cross-platform play? If they reveal that, that'll blow people's minds. So the people that have already bought the 3DS and don't, maybe they're holding off so that people don't have to choose, you know, which one they purchase first. They buy the 3DS version. People are playing it, loving it. And then the reveal afterwards, maybe sometime around August, September. Oh, by the way, when the Wii U version comes out, yeah, it's going to have cross-platform play and it's going to have these characters. And if you want the characters on 3DS, you know, we'll get you that DLC. And maybe they won't even make you pay for it. Maybe they'll just give you the DLC when that comes around. That'll be awesome. That would more than make up for the separate time. And now you've got people buying the games at different times, so you're spreading out their, you know, the money flow. If you give two people the same game, essentially, well, one on a console, one on a handheld, now you're making them pick, as opposed to you spread them out, you know, months apart, that people spend their money on the first one, save up some more money, and then spend their money on the second one, and get it day one. As opposed to, well, I'll get the 3DS version day one and then the Wii U version, you know, a month down the road when I have more money. So this could be a really good move, and it could justify the separate launch dates. Another thing that I would be okay with is if they were really specifically working on incorporating the gamepad, because it's been in production, so, you know, changing things last minute, you know, especially when they send a winter release date, winter 2014 release date. Well, hoping 2014, hopefully that they don't take that into consideration as January or February. I'm assuming November, December because of, you know, Christmas and buying hardware. Is if they incorporated the gamepad, that would be awesome and really truly incorporate it somehow, which could work for things like custom move sets. That was another thing I heard about that I'm actually really stoked about. You can't use them in online play, only offline, but it makes it sound like you can start making your own moves and combos and stuff. So that sounds pretty awesome. And maybe the gamepad can help with that. Maybe the gamepad, you could really use that. So who knows? But if they can incorporate the gamepad, perhaps maybe cross-platform play or just something new, if they keep revealing new stuff for the Wii U version specifically, then you're going to have people buying both versions. So that could be a smart move on Nintendo's part. Next up, Titanfall was released this week on the 360, and a lot of people said that it was really good. Not as good as, you know, didn't run as smoothly as the Xbox One version for obvious reasons, but it is the Titanfall experience, so that's really good. It's not just a crappy port. I plan on getting it sometime. I have my 360, and what's funny is a lot of games coming out this year will be coming out for my 360 as well, so I'll be checking into those games. This also shows me that developers can make games for multi-platforms despite the tasks and troubles that may arise. I bring this up because a lot of third-party developers complain about the Wii U, or it's implied, or whatever the reason, pick and choose your reason. And even recently, there was a smaller developer, I believe they made arcade pinball games or something like that. They got on Facebook, and they were just trashing the Wii U, saying it was weaker than the PS3, which is not true. And you just compare screenshots of Super Mario 3D World with whatever the PS3 has to offer. And you also have to take into consideration, too, they kept mentioning The Last of Us. The Last of Us is at the very end of the PS3's life. The longer a system goes, the better looking the games. So what do you expect? So, the longer that the Wii U will go, it'll look great. And also, Emily Rogers mentioned on Twitter this week, I thought this was a really good point, the PS3 was thrashed when it first came out, and it didn't look very good, guys. When games came out on the 360 and the PS3 at the beginning of its lifespan, the first 3 years, 360 stomped it. By all means, PS3 should have been better, but the 360 stomped it. But they gained momentum, they started getting sales, and then the game started to make a turn for the better. So don't count the Wii U out on that. Anyway, getting back to the topic, why can't third-party developers make games for Wii U? I'm so happy developers like Slightly Mad Studios making Project Cars are showing love to the Wii U right out of the gate. And a lot of smaller indie developer companies or just smaller developer companies are doing the same thing. Now, I can't fault third-party developers on one point. If they make games for the Wii U and they spend all this extra time trying to incorporate the gamepad and make it a definitive version, which a lot of people are tossing around, including myself, and then when it's released, it doesn't really sell that well, and it sells more on the other consoles that are just the generic versions, why would you spend all that money and time on a port that's not going to get you any profit? I can agree with them on that. I wouldn't go there. If I was a business, why would I go where the money's not flowing? Doesn't make any sense business-wise. But I hate it when developers give excuses. They can make games for the Wii U. It will take a little extra time. After Mario Kart 8, and especially after Mario Kart 8 and Smash Brothers come out, you're going to have a much larger install base of the more hardcore gamers that will get your games, these third-party games that didn't sell well before. But I hate it when developers give excuses. And I'm looking right at you, Rocksteady Games. I am annoyed immensely with what they said about Arkham Knight and the Wii U and how they couldn't make the game on the Wii U because, they couldn't make the Batmobile run the way that they wanted to because there was too much, the damage and taking out buildings, and we wanted to give the Batmobile experience and not screw that up. Look. Just last night, I was playing Need for Speed Most Wanted U. I'm trashing my car. I'm trashing cop cars. I'm destroying things. There's stuff flying everywhere. There's sparks. I'm flipping around doing all this stuff. The frame rate never drops. The graphics never drop. Everything looked great. Criterion did a great job with the game. The Wii U runs it just fine. And if you go and look at all the reviews, everybody says the Wii U version is, outside of the PC version, is the prettiest. And a lot of people say that it runs close to the PC version. You third-party developers, you can make games for Wii U. Don't give me any crap. Don't give me excuses. Don't treat me like I'm dumb. Call it as it is. Now, there's a difference between a business move and making up excuses. What I would consider a business move is what Ubisoft did with Watch Dogs. They've set a release date, which, by the way, I called that one. I expected it to come after Mario Kart 8, but they already released it. It's set for fall 2014. Go figure, between Mario Kart 8 and right before Smash Brothers. Possibly after Bayonetta 2, X, Hyrule Warriors, Sonic Boom. So we'll see. Fall time, getting close to the selling point again. That's a business move. Then there are the people that like Rocksteady Games that just give that excuse. So stop feeding us lies. The developers of Titanfall proved to us you can make a good game and make it successful. So stop giving excuses. And speaking of Ubisoft, let's show these guys some love. Let's show some third-party support and show the others that us Wii U owners, we want our games and we want them back. Child of Light comes out April 30th on the eShop. Should be, I think they said, like $11-$12. Let's download that game. Let's show them day one, week one. We want to show you support. We love these games. We want more games from you. Bring them to our Wii U so that now people can't complain about these game droughts that I've been backlogged, and that's because, I didn't buy day one. I've never had that game drought. But I will say third-party games, there's not nearly as many of them as you're going to find on the other consoles. So let's unite up, let's join together, and let's go buy this game and show them, hey, you can make money with this system. You just got to market correctly, and now we're here to go buy your game. And briefly getting back to the Watch Dogs release date, Nintendo enthusiasts is who reported that the Watch Dogs will be coming to Wii U in fall of 2014, which is sooner than everybody expected. I had mentioned an article. I wrote an article about this on the site, and I had mentioned this, and that I said there would probably be a release date sooner than most people expected. I expected this to be announced after Mario Kart 8, because the install base would grow and Ubisoft would see, oh, okay, they sold this much hardware. Yeah, okay, we're going to release it this date so that we can make some more money and actually have a chance at making money on the Wii U. So when this game comes out, just like Child of Light, Wii U owners, we need to support this game. Whether you're a fan of the game or not, or you like Ubisoft or not, if we can show games like this and Project Cars love, other third-party developers, maybe games that you actually do like, will start to come back to the Wii U and actually develop good games for the Wii U that we can buy and show them the Wii U can sell just as much. So we gotta band together on this, guys. Anyway, that's it for this week on the Nintendo Objective Podcast. Make sure to leave any comments or any thoughts on the site, www.thenintendoobjective.wordpress.com. You can email me at thenintendoobjective@gmail.com. You could also follow me on Twitter at nin_objective. This week's question I got for you, what third-party developers would you like to see stick by Nintendo? Other than Ubisoft and, you know, some others and a lot of indie devs, what third-party developers would you like to see either come over to the Wii U or come back to the Wii U? Thanks for joining us this week, guys, and we'll talk to you next week.